Hey guys, it's your girl Brianna Bell. Like, welcome to It's Black and White. I am busting up right now because I started the other recording and I burped so loud, but it was one of those burps that you don't feel come up. So I hope I don't do that again. But the whole reason why was because I'm eating some fruit right now. I don't know, fruit just makes me like burp. But I'm so mad at my fruit man. Like, he really played me. He gave me some fruit that was just, what is it, way too ripe. And then the other side of it is not ripe enough. Is that a word? Anyway, like I was saying though, in the other recording, here in the title, as you guys can see, God is saying, you're doing way more than you realize. And for me, I just felt like I feel in the natural, I feel like I'm moving in slow motion. I feel like I'm not getting enough done. There's not enough hours in the day for me, honestly. And I feel like my plate is literally full. And I'm constantly thinking that I'd be able to do more for God, you know, whether it be for ministry or just me and Him. Like, I feel like I would be able to have more time if I have more. I'll be able to do more if I have more time. And since that's not happening, it's frustrating, right? But the Lord was like, you are doing more than you realize. So the supporting scripture would be Zechariah chapter 4. I'm going to read it all because it's good. Okay, so chapter 4, verse 6 through 10, right? Yes, and it says, then the Lord said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. God is saying, like, in the natural, it feels like we're not doing it, or it's just not really getting done, and it just feels, you know what I mean? It's that frustration because of what we're seeing and experiencing in the natural. But God is like, in the spirit, I'm doing this. Like, whatever it is that you think that you're not doing, or whatever it is that you are doing, it is multiplied in the spirit. It is God essentially who's doing it. Hallelujah. Like, the Lord gave me a word too about really there's nothing in this world that we can do outside of Him. Like, but that's, I'm gonna stay focused because I was about to pull out all the tabs, y'all, and just keep going like left. But back onto like what the Lord is saying is it is Him who's doing it. It's not by might, it's not by force, it's not by power, nothing. It's Him. Him. So whatever it is that you're doing, do not be discouraged, right? Because in the spirit, God is using whatever it is that you're doing is doing more. Just know that in the spirit, there's more being done. And then it says, and then Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place. The people will shout, may God bless it. May God bless it. Verse 8, then another message came to me from the Lord. Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation of the temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord's heaven armies has sent me. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. And I love this. Wow. Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. That was for me. But wow. Okay. So all right, Lord. So man, I'm sorry, I gotta pause. Hold on. All right, y'all, I just needed a minute. But whatever it is that you're starting, whatever it is that you have started, it is going to get done. So here it is. The Lord has literally been working on me with patience, right? And I'm gonna be honest, like, to be in a season for so long, and this was my issue, right? I was in this season and I wanted to rush. Hurry up, get to the end. Hurry up, finished results. Like, that's just how I move in the natural. So I thought in the spirit it was like that. Absolutely not. So the thing is, there's no time really in the spirit. It's God's time. So things that feels like it could look, it could be going super slow and feel like it's super drawn out, or it could just be in an instant. It's literally supernatural. It is God, right? So whatever it is you are working on, whether it be yourself, look, y'all, excuse me. So, like, whatever it is that you're working on, and it feels as though that you're not getting enough done, God is wanting you to know. Sorry, y'all. I'm gonna just tell y'all. I didn't want to tell y'all. So, look, I dated it, right? This is highlighted in my Bible, the scripture, and I dated it literally as almost exactly 2 years ago. And so I'm kind of like spazzing out about it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, because it's kind of just all these revelations are just connecting in my head. So that's why, y'all, I'm kind of, but Lord, we pray against distractions. Help me get this out. All right, so in Jesus' name, amen. You're just going at God's pace. All right, you're going at God's pace. Be easy on yourself. Have grace on yourself. The Lord knows your heart. You're not sitting up here being disobedient. You're not being lazy. There are days when you really do need to just rest. God is for that. He wants you to honor the Sabbath. God knows that you have children. God knows that you don't have enough money yet, right? God knows these things and He considers these things. He's not this person who's super hard on you and like, oh, figure it out, make it work because I want this, this, and this. Absolutely not. It's whatever it is that's in your hands, right? It's whatever it is that you have. God is going to use that, right? It's literally faith that does it. How did Jesus turn the water into wine? That's what He's going to do with your situation. He's literally turning, you have water, He's going to turn it into wine. He just needs your obedience. He just needs your faith. He just needs you to, your works too, right? Faith without works is dead. So is you applying, you're doing the best that you can. God's like, it looks small to you, but this is big to me because we're getting started on something huge. And I'm gonna be honest, that's what I was saying to you guys. God has shown me that. I guess I'm just old enough, because when I was like new to the faith, I wanted to hurry up and get it. I thought if I just prayed and I fasted and I did all this stuff that I would have all these different things. It wasn't until now, right? Me being, obviously I don't think I'm seasoned like that, but I've just been in the word enough. I've been walking with God enough to understand that some things just take time. And as much as I want to rush past this, it's just I gotta like take my time day by day. Right, for me, there's a lot of healing that I'm going through, a lot of letting go of people like in my life. There's a lot of it just feels like it's a season of pruning, and just, you know what I mean, getting rid of like hurts too. So it's not just people, but things that I've held on to because I wanted to see the judgment of God. I wanted to see justice. I wanted to see these things so badly. And now I feel like I'm getting to this point. Like, literally, right before I started recording, the Lord was like, just let it go. I didn't even realize that it is a choice to be mad at somebody, it is a choice to hold a grudge. It is a choice. Like, it doesn't feel like it's a choice because of the hurt, and you just want to get even. You just want to, you don't want this person to get away with what they did to you. But the Lord, I mean, that's a whole nother thing, but the Lord was just basically ministering to me that it just comes into this place of trusting God when He says, vengeance is mine, and then also having compassion. Having compassion that requires forgiveness. Like, I don't think it's possible for you to have compassion for somebody and still have unforgiveness, because you'd be like, compassionate for what? Like, but they did this to me. And it's really just putting that pain on the altar and just being like, look, God, this person did me like this. It was dirty. It hurt. Whatever. I just need you to take it. I need you to take it. Right? It's just getting to that, because that person, sometimes we think that if this person says this or does this, that it's going to make it better. But really, the damage is already done. And I heard this on YouTube too. This person was like, why do you feel like you need closure? That person can't take that pain away. Like, you want them to acknowledge what they did to you, and y'all just come to this kumbaya moment for what? Like, they still did what they did to you. That pain is still there for you. I don't even know why I'm talking about this, because this is not the subject, but I'm just going to be obedient. So I truly feel like this is the breakthrough. This is the growth. This is the process, right? This is why God doesn't take you from point A to point B like that. Because had God, look, this person did this to you, you prayed, God did whatever, and then put you in this place and start blessing you, you didn't even get all the gunk out. You didn't even work through none of that. Like, you can't miss that part. You can't skip that part. And to be honest, y'all, like, I hate this part with a passion. Like, I do. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's very uncomfortable. It hurts. It literally hurts. So Allah had put me on a fast last week, right? I did a 3-day dry fast. Okay, like the real Esther fast. I've done that before. This is probably my fourth time doing it. But this time felt like it was my first time. And I was like, what is this about? Like, what is this about? Why does it feel like, because don't get me wrong, any fast you do, it's going to hurt, right? So it wasn't that my other ones were easy, but I had the grace. I felt like I had God's grace. Like, I got hungry like 4 or 5 times. I got cotton mouth like 4 or 5 times. Like, it wasn't that bad. But this time, I promise you, it was like 24 hours. I was done. I said, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. I'm not going to be able to finish this. I started questioning, like, God, am I putting myself on a fast because I don't feel your hand on this? Like, I'm about to just go ahead and, you know, chop down on some food or something and just, you know, we can renegotiate or come back and have another meeting and figure out another day to do this, because I don't feel like I have it. Abba was just like, no, don't break it. Don't break the fast. Nope, don't break the fast. Don't break the fast. And I'm like, what are we doing? Okay, I was irritated. Can I tell you? Irritated. So irritated. And I literally had to check myself because I didn't want to take it out on my kids. But I was so mad. And I told God I was mad. So this is what happened. During the second day, because the first day I was hurting, remember? So in the middle of the second day, I was sitting outside my kid's school. All of a sudden, all of these raging emotions like started to surface. I was so mad. I started listing everybody I was pissed with. It was this person, this person, this person. I was like, what is wrong with me? Why am I going back to old stuff? Like, why am I feeling like this? Like, seriously, I'm under attack. I'm pissed. I'm tempted. I want to send all these people, because I'm known for sending text messages. I'm just known for that. Sending like long text messages, getting in my feelings and then blocking you. And I'm like, this is it. Like, I'm about to do it. I'm about to do it because I'm just done. This person did me like this. This person did me like this. And I didn't even get my lick back. I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing. Like, no, I'm about to say something. I'm about to do, like, so then, as I was sitting there hurting, I had a moment where I was just done. So I cried and I was just sitting there just mad. And I promise y'all, I heard the Lord said, and this is why I had you fast. Because fasting brought up what I was like pushing down. What is the word? I don't want to say. It's not suppressed. Is it suppressing? I don't know if that's the right word, but I was pushing this mug down. Like, so being in a season, like being in this walk with Christ, it's not even a season, just being in this walk with Christ, you know, we get hit a lot. There's a lot of blows we take, and, you know, we pray about it. We forgive, quote unquote, because it's the right thing to do. And then we keep it pushing. But then God reminded me when this happened, I ate Starbucks for 2 weeks straight, right? When this happened, I binge watched TikTok for like days. Then when this happened, I was just gossiping a lot, and I was talking to such and such like all every day, all day, just running my mouth. So I never sat and felt what I felt and dealt with it. And so in that fast, that's what came to the surface. See it as that fast is like that, God putting that fire on you, and it's just bringing everything to the surface that needs to come out. And I'm gonna tell you, because in that fast too, I was instructed not to talk to anybody, because God knew what I was gonna do. You're gonna get mad, you're gonna get in your feelings, and then you're gonna call somebody to like vomit. God's like, I want you to vomit with me. I don't want you vomiting to them anymore, because with them, nothing happens, but with me, something happens. What that something is, I don't know, but I felt it. So I was mad, I cried, and then when the Lord said, and this is why I have you on your fast, and I was just, now I'm humbled and I feel broken, and I said, God, I just need you to put me back together. I need you to take it then. Like, if I can't do whatever, I need you to just take it from me so I don't even feel like that. Take it from me where I can look at this person and face this person and feel nothing but love. Definitely have my boundaries, right? But I want to like have that love and compassion that you have and not feel how I feel now. And he's been doing it. I promise you, every day it gets easier, but this is the whole point. Like, whatever it is, I don't know who this is for. I don't even know why I'm saying this, because I don't even know what this has to do with you're doing more than you realize. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not even gonna try to make it make sense, y'all. Whoever it's for is who it's for. But that is what Abba has been doing with me in this season of just loneliness. I've been questioning God as to why am I back in the wilderness. Can I tell somebody who's there with me, when God has you in the wilderness, he is literally propelling you into something new. Like, remember the Israelites were in the wilderness because they were entering a new place. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he was entering a new place. Like, he was being promoted, right? In that place, like in that isolation, in that uncomfortableness, right? Jesus was hungry too. Jesus was hungry too. So it's in that, facing those, the temptation, coming against it, standing against it, like resisting the devil, right? And allowing God to do what he had to do. Oh, that's what I want to tell you guys. So the testimony was, it's not that just God has just been healing me. Like, I feel like, it was like during that fast, the Lord had cut me open and took all that stuff out, or was taking all those things out. And I didn't resist and push and stop him. I let him. And in that, when he closed me back, it felt, you know, when you get a cut, it's still sore. So every day, that's what it is. Amen. Every single day, I feel like I'm healing more, so it hurts less. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, so that's just been what's been happening. So that's the testimony, was venting to God is so much better than venting to a person, especially if that person is not God sent, especially if that person is not walking with Christ like that. Like, I'm telling you, I have so many people who've been there to support me and to listen to me, and I got nothing. Nothing. Got off the phone with them, cried again. Nothing. But when I was with Abba and I was crying about it, like, I don't know how to describe it. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we vent to people, we get nothing. When we vent to God, we get something. I don't know what the something is. It's just him. Because after I got it all out, and like I said, he spoke that word to me, I was still hurting, but it was like, I felt like I did the right thing. I don't know what it was. It was just this feeling of just like, I felt a little more at peace. I felt a little less angry. Like, I think it's, I literally asked God to take it, and he probably did. That's probably what it was. He took it because I didn't feel as mad or angry. And can I tell you that the enemy used that person or these people to break you? And Lord told me, the enemy was like, why won't they break? That's what the enemy has been asking about you. Like, he's so frustrated. Like, why won't you break? Like, you've been knocked down so many times. And sometimes you stay down a little bit longer, but you keep getting up. And the enemy's like, why won't you break? I think the enemy literally is giving it all he has. Why will you not break? I'm telling you, God has something for you. And it's so cliche, right? We hear that all the time, but it's biblical. God will not ever have you sit here and go through so much. And it's not for everybody, because some of us been... I'm not talking about, oh, my marriage is rocky, and oh, my kid's not listening. Like, I'm talking about, like, some serious, deep, like, whoa. Like, things that will literally drive you crazy. And I'm saying people who've been in those Job moments, and you're experiencing loss after loss after loss after loss, and it's like serious stuff. And I'm not trying to minimize people who are going through what you're going through, because that's cool and all, but you know, we all are at our level. But I'm specifically speaking to people who've been in that place, like I said, where the enemy has to ask, like, why are you not broken? Because when you share your testimony, because you will share it one day, says God, when you share your testimony, people are going to be looking like, wait, they know it was God. I raised my hand because if you guys, and even the people that I've spoken to who knew some of my deepest, darkest secrets, they still didn't know all of it. They still didn't know all of it. And so for me, it's like, literally, it was God. It is God who is keeping our minds, like, from literally functioning. Because it doesn't make any sense why I'm still functioning. It wouldn't make any sense. And so God has something for you. And it's not little. It's not like... it's not going to be, you know, oh, just breakthrough. I'm talking about overflow. And I don't know why I feel in my spirit like you're never going to go through anything like this again. Like, you're going to go through trials. You're going to have tribulations, but it's not going to be like this. Absolutely not. Like, for some reason in my spirit, I feel like it's not, this is, it's never going to get like this. This, hallelujah. Okay, Holy Spirit is saying this whole purpose was training grounds for you to minister. This was to shape you to be the minister that you are, so that you are able to, handle what's coming. This is not about, because I'm going to tell y'all, that was my fear. Like, okay, God is having me go through this, so then if I go through this again, I'm going to know how to handle it. No, God had you go through all that because he was shaping you and training you and giving you the tools so that you can turn around and help that next person. Because best believe you're going to have a ministry based on what you went through. Like I said, it's not some just, oh my gosh, my husband won't stop cheating on me. It's not that. Oh, he with this other girl. Like, no. I'm not talking about stuff like that. That's hurtful and all that, and it sucks. But I'm talking about, like, some deeper, heavy, like, serious. Here we go. Just pure evil. Dealing with people that are just pure evil. 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 Dark. I mean, Satan himself, like that, right? There's some people who've been through some stuff like that. People literally chasing you down to destroy you, literally. Like, if they could kill you, they would have done it. Like, stuff like that, not, you know, all this other little stuff. I'm talking serious, serious stuff. So, with that being said, like, God is definitely, he's gonna pay you. He's gonna pay you. Like, I just see that it's going to be a very luxurious life. Because you will remain humble, but the thing is, all that money is not for just, it's not just the, you know, here you go, here's, you know, the reward, but it has a lot to do with you going places and having the money, the resources to do, to minister to people, to help people. Thank you, Lord. Because I know for me, I'm not even gonna speak it. I'm not even gonna speak it. But I know there's some things that I definitely wanna do if I have money. For sure, for sure. But anywho, God was saying that the attacks, I'm back to my notes now, y'all. The attacks and the distractions, the attacks and distractions are, they were slowing you down, right? But you are still making progress. Every time you do something, I don't care how small it is big. In the spiritual realm, it is big, okay? So God is saying just focus on the accomplishments, versus the distractions. Focus on what you've done. Tell yourself you're proud of yourself. Like, you did it. You did something today. You did something purposeful today. Even if it's pouring back into you, because, we need to be loving ourselves in this season too. I keep hearing that. Love on you. So even if it's something for yourself, that's something good as well. Like, that's something to be, you know, what's the word? Celebrated. Okay. Jesus, I didn't know we were going that way, but that's all I got for you guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for you guys' support. Just a heads up, you guys, I am most likely leaving YouTube. I don't know when, and I'm sad about it because I was like, that's my baby. Like, I worked so hard on it. I didn't get to the numbers that I thought I was gonna get to, but it's all good. I feel like I blessed who I needed to bless on that channel. But yeah, YouTube is about to be a wrap. It's about to be a wrap because God is taking me new places. He showed me what's up, like what's next. I'm excited, nervous, and scared all at the same time because, like, I'm used to YouTube. When I post on there, it's nothing now. Like, you know, not nothing as I don't care. I just don't feel as nervous and nerve-wracked and stuff, like, because I'm so used to it. It's been about 4 years on there. And yeah, I think, you know, it's run its course. God is having me move around and do something else, trying new avenues. I do believe the podcast should be here for a minute because we just got back. And this personally, like, I feel like this is what I should have been doing the whole time, but you know, I'm not God, so. But yeah, so I love you guys. You guys be blessed. I will be talking to you guys soon. Yeah, so thank you guys for your support again. Love you guys. Bye.